KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have some very light snow and 11 degrees above zero in Atlantic. We look for snow to continue today. A total of about 1 to 3 inches in the Atlantic area and a high of 19. There is a winter weather advisory in effect for snow until 6 p.m. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marcia, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In an update to our report Monday, police in Council Bluffs have released additional details concerning an emergency landing by a small aircraft that took place late Monday morning. Authorities say just before 11 a.m., emergency personnel responded to the area of East Manawa Drive and Redtail Road for an emergency landing of an aircraft in a bean field north of a housing subdivision. A further investigation revealed the airplane, a single-engine Cessna, had taken off from the Council Bluffs Airport and a short time later began to experience engine trouble. The pilot, Travis Yone, was able to safely land the plane in the empty field. The pilot and other occupant, Connor Galvin, were both unhurt, and the airplane sustained no visible damage. Officers with the Council Bluffs Police Department had been working Monday afternoon with the FAA and the Council Bluffs Airport personnel in removing the airplane from the field. The Atlantic Police Department released details Monday on multiple recent arrests. Officials said on Friday, Atlantic Police arrested 21-year-old James Parrish of Kansas City, Kansas, on an out-of-state warrant for fugitive from justice. Parrish was being held in the Cass County Jail. On Saturday, officers arrested 25-year-old Noren Bishop of Atlantic for fourth-degree theft. Bishop was booked into the Cass County Jail. And officers arrested 38-year-old Adrian Hansen of Atlantic on Saturday for domestic abuse, assault, obstruction of emergency call, and false imprisonment. Hansen was taken into custody and transported to the Cass County Jail. On Sunday, officers arrested 21-year-old Bryce Baker of Atlantic for domestic abuse, simple assault, and violation of a no-contact order. Baker was taken into custody and booked into the Cass County Jail. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports two people were arrested following an incident in Corning early Monday morning. At around 5:30 a.m., officials were called to a residence at 1909 Filbert Avenue in Corning. 54-year-old Aaron Shear and 39-year-old Jamie Shear, our star, were both arrested for domestic abuse after they were found with minor injuries. Both individuals were transported to the Adams County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. Afton Police Chief John Coulter reports a teen from Clark County was arrested Sunday evening on an assault charge. 17-year-old Tyler John Heitschu of Murray was arrested for assault following an incident at his mother's apartment in Afton. Heitschu was referred to juvenile court and was being held at the Juvenile Detention Center in Eldora. In the funeral announcements, John Nelson, age 88, of Atlantic, died January 11th in Mesa, Arizona. Funeral services for John Nelson will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Dallas Hansen, age 94, of Elkhorn, died Saturday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Dallas Hansen will be today at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Emma Caroline McLaughlin, age 99, of Shelby, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Emma McLaughlin will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Shelby Methodist Church. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gene Ehrman, age 87, of Atlantic, died Saturday in Omaha. A funeral mass for Gene Ehrman will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Earl Olson, age 86, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Earl Olson will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Rhonda Lee Wendt, age 57, of Woodbine, died Saturday. A mass of Christian burial for Rhonda Wendt will be on Thursday at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Arlene Reinig, age 92, of Harlan, died Monday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A mass of Christian burial for Arlene Reinig will be held Friday at 10:30 at St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Erlene Fett, age 91, of Atlantic and formerly of Adair, died Sunday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Erlene Fett will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. And David Christofferson, age 59, of Kimbleton, died Saturday at Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for David Christofferson will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home of Kimbleton is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.